Let's check in once again for the latest in La Onda. From TejanoNation.net, here's Romeo.
Hola, it's Romeo, and here's what's happening at TejanoNation.net. Signo released the official music video for the group's emotional song, Guarama Uno Espacio. It's a touching tribute for anyone who's lost a loved one. Signo frontman Jesse Turner tells Tejano Nation radio affiliate Magic 106.5 in Lubbock, you may need a tissue when viewing the music video.
It is hard to watch. It's hard to watch it and not cry. It's a very hard pill to swallow, to let go of dad. But that's what the song says, one of them in his posse, you know. It says, you know, hold a spot up there for me. You know, one day, it's not a goodbye. It's, I'll see you one of these days. We're going to have that moment where we see each other again.
Jesse added memories of his own father, who passed away when he was just 7 years old, came back to him as well when writing and recording the song, and others will feel the same.
And but this song is for everybody that's going through a moment with their dad. You know, your dad might be sick, and you might, they're telling you, you don't have that much time with your dad. This song is meant to those people that have lost their dad and have lost mom. You know, it's hard, but it's also part of life. And this, believe it or not, doing this song brings me a sense of peace to my heart. It's a chapter of my life that, you know, I write in a song and I let those feelings go with my dad.
Watch the heartfelt music video for Guarama Uno Espacio from Signo at TejanoNation.net. In San Antonio, I'm Romeo at Tejano Nation, number one source for Tejano News.
Número 10.
The pride of Pasadena, La Fiebre. Down to number 10, La Número 10, with their amazing single, Cuídala, included on the Latin Grammy-nominated album, Histórico. Song number 10 this week on Tejano Gold Countdown.
Sin idea de cuánto sufrí, porque nunca supe valorar su corazón. Cuídala, disculpa por favor que te pida esto, pero ella es tan frágil de sus sentimientos que no aguantaría otra decepción. Esa mujer es buena, de buen corazón, de aquellas que se entregan sin condición. Cuidan y cámbiale sus miedos por seguridad, que sienta que es posible volver a amar sin riesgo que vuelva un tonto a lastimar. Cuídala, porque si la pierdes vas a lamentar. La idea de cuánto sufrí, porque nunca supe valorar su corazón. Cuídala, disculpa por favor que te pida esto, pero ella es tan frágil en sus sentimientos que no aguantaría otra decepción. Esa mujer es buena, de buen corazón, de aquellas que se entregan sin condición. Cuídala y cámbiale sus miedos por seguridad, que sienta que es posible volver a amar sin riesgo que vuelva un tonto a lastimar. Cuídala, porque si la pierdes vas a lamentar.
Tejano Gold Countdown, Cuídala, Baila Fiebre, baja hasta la posición 10 en el conteo nacional. Today, my special guest is Pete Astudillo. Pete was the composer of some of the greatest hits of Selena y Los Dinos, along with A.B. Quintanilla and Ricky Vela. You know, it was very interesting to see this team's relationship reflected in the series that's out right now. So, Pete, tell me about how your role in this group and this dynamic worked out for you.
In my opinion, I think they did capture the essence of all the characters. Ricky's probably one of my favorite because Ricky is such a low-key guy and one of the nicest persons you'll meet in your life. And I've been lucky enough to write with Ricky. Well, I haven't written that many songs with it, but the one that people probably know, we wrote Estúpido Romántico for el Grupo Más. And we wrote Yo Estaría a Tu Lado for my album that we did with Como Te Extraño album. But he is brilliant, but he's so low-key that you wouldn't even know. And I think that's what one of the really cool things about this series, that it brought a lot of people in the background, a lot of the background people, including myself, because the star was Selena, and it's always going to be. But I think they showcased a little bit of the people behind Selena, and I thought that was really cool.
Y ahora que nuestro show llega a Monterrey, México, cabe mencionar que Monterrey les abrió las puertas a todo Latinoamérica y hasta la fecha tienes muchos fans que te quieren mucho.
Pues fíjate, la gente de México realmente ha sido buenísima con nosotros. Las puertas se nos abrieron en Monterrey. Así que tenemos un gran respeto, una gran admiración para la gente regiomontana, para Monterrey en sí, que nos abrieron las puertas con Selena, Los Dinos en aquel entonces cuando entramos porque con Baila Hasta Cumbia. Así que el cariño que les tenemos, la admiración y la gratitud no tiene comparación. Y no nomás a Selena, también los proyectos individuales que hicimos, pues los Cumbia Kings, Cumbia All Stars, cuando yo entré ya como solista. Y realmente, yo digo que a raíz de lo que ella pudo hacer en Monterrey, se duplicó lo que ella estaba haciendo aquí en los Estados Unidos. Porque ya no nomás eran tejanos. Y la popularidad de Selena y Los Dinos nos lleva a otro nivel. Yo personalmente también trabajé muchísimo en México. También cuando estaba como solista, cuando sacamos el tema de Cómo Te Extraño, nos fue de maravilla. Y así que les tenemos un cariño enorme, una gratitud. Y si Dios quiere, vienen cosas buenas, así que estén pendientes.
We'll be talking more with Pete Astudillo in just a couple of minutes. But right now, let's get back to the countdown.
Number 9.
Tejano Gold Countdown, song number 9, Jamás Te Soltaré, va intocable, written by Ricky Muñoz and Wilfran Castillo.
Jamás te soltaré.
Y los éxitos siguen en el Tejano Gold Countdown. Stick around. More of my conversation with our guest, Pete Astudillo, is coming up. We've got the answer to this week's trivia question. And of course, we're counting down the very best in Tejano music. We'll be right back with more Tejano Gold Countdown. No le cambies.
Tejano Gold.
You've trained for this all year. Endless hours of cardio, conditioning, and weights. And now you are ready. Ready to trek back to your seat from the concession stand. Through the lines, lost fans, and that mascot who wants you to do a little dancey dance, all without spilling a drop of your ice-cold Bud Light. Welcome back to football, sports fans.